This conference will now be recorded.
All right, we are back on recording, and for the record, I need to state that in accordance to with Governor Lamont's executive order regarding public meetings held via teleconference, the meeting will be recorded, and the recording will be available on the website within 7 days of the meeting. And when you do speak, I'd ask that you identify yourself for the record. So call the meeting to order. And first item of business is approving the minutes from September 17th. Is there a motion to accept the minutes?
I'm happy to make that motion, but it appeared to me in paragraph V that the number in the third line of 143,825 is missing three zeros.
Could we get that up on the screen so everyone can see what Marty's referring to?
Can you please say the page that you see that, Marty? Thank you.
It's page 5 of 30, page 2 of the minutes. It's paragraph V, 5.
Peter, sorry to interrupt, but you need to take, did you take the roll call?
Oh, I didn't. Let's identify Marty's correction first, then I'll go back to...
In the third line of paragraph V,
yes, I see it.
About the total number of bonds.
Right.
So, I mean, maybe it ought to say 1,843,825 million, if that's the right, or 1,000. I don't know, but that there are more bonds outstanding than 143,000.
Right.
Jeanette, is it just adding the three?
Yes, we will make that correction. I've already communicated that edit to Goal Structured Solutions, who put together these minutes. So that correction will be made.
All right. So as corrected, I'm happy to move acceptance of the minutes as presented.
Okay. Is there a second?
It's Andrew. I second.
Thank you, Andrew. All those in favor of accepting the minutes with that correction, please say aye.
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 Anyone opposed? Any abstentions? Okay, I apologize. I've been told I forgot to do the roll call, so we will do that right now. And I'd like to start with, for the record, my name's Peter Lisi, Chair, board members. Let's see, do we have Andrew Foster?
Here.
Steve Kitowitz?
Here.
Julie Savino?
Here.
Marty Budd?
Here.
Carol Hill?
Present.
Who did I forget? Other board members? I think I forgot someone. Is that it? Ben Barnes? All right. Okay, Chesla, I'm sorry, CSLF, Jeanette Weldon?
Here.
Denise Aguilera? Denise? Josh Gerlach?
Present. I'm here.
Present.
Okay. Kara Stewart?
I'm here.
Deb Galley?
Here.
All right. Other CSLF representatives?
Kevin Berry.
Cynthia Peoples.
I'm sorry, Cynthia. Okay. Natalia, are you on?
I'm here.
Okay. And Shannon?
Yeah, I'm here.
Thank you. If I missed anyone, could you please identify yourself and the organization you represent?
Dan Junji, Chifa.
Thank you, Dan.
Carly Levin, Chifa.
Thank you, Carly.
Jacob Lynn from Goal Solutions.
Thank you, Jacob.
Andrea Lennox from Goal Solutions.
Okay.
Robert Johnson from Goal Solutions.
All right, thank you.
I feel like I'm playing soccer. Kevin, did you get Joanne and Kevin when we said it earlier, Peter?
I think we did, yes.
Okay, thank you.
Judith Blank, Dave. Judith Blank.
Thank you, Judith. Okay, I think we can move on.
Peter, it's Josh. Just wanted to chime in, and it's not a big deal with the minutes for September, but I did notice that Natalia is listed as a student intern under attendees, and she's no longer an intern. She's a full-time employee of Chesil.
Okay. All right, well, I'm not sure if we need a new motion for that, but we will the minutes can be amended to reflect the correct title.
Sounds good. Just wanted to point it out.
Understood. Thank you. All right. Jeanette, over to you for the executive director's report.
Yes. So I just wanted to state, you know, for the record that the ethics review and presentation was conducted at during the Chesil board meeting. So on that basis, we're not going to repeat it for the CSLF board. Then I wanted to ask Andrea Lennox from Goal Solutions to comment on the transfer of the private loan portfolio to launch as the servicer. And just the status of that, and just to refresh everyone's memory, this is with regard to the private loan portfolio only, which is approximately $3 million, and all of the federal loan portfolio for CSLF remains with Ed Financial as the loan servicer. So Andrea, would you like to just give an update?
Sure, that sounds good. So effective this past Monday, November 2nd, all of the private student loans did in fact transfer from Ed Financial to launch without incident. The total number of loans that we're talking about that were transferred was 640 at a total principal balance of $6.4 million. That, however, includes both the performing loans or non-defaulted loans that were actively being serviced by Ed Financial, as well as defaulted loans that were placed or have been placed rather historically with NES. So in terms of just the performing or non-defaulted loans, the totals were 335 loans with a total principal balance of $3 million. And as Jeanette, you stated, of course, it just applies to the private student loans. There's been no impact to the FFELP portfolio, which remains with Ed Financial.
Can you remind us, Marty Budd here, can you remind us why we moved the private loans to launch?
So in terms of the transfer, that's simply because Ed Financial really doesn't service private student loans other than this particular portfolio, actually. And just in terms of a number of compliance issues that were arising, it was becoming less and less, I would say, effective for Ed Financial to service those loans. Launch, however, that's really all that Launch services as far as student loans are concerned. They also service other asset classes, but that was really the main driver in terms of having to transfer the portfolio. And since it was such a small portfolio, you know, it was, I would say, relatively easy in terms of Launch taking over. It would become a little bit less effective in terms of at least a wide variety of servicers being able to look at that portfolio.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
So that's all I have for the executive director's report, Peter.
Okay, thank you, Jen. Any questions for Jeanette? All right, next item, financial report.
Yes, Kevin Berry here. Good afternoon.
Yep.
I'd like to ask you to turn to page 11. It's the statement of net position. So for this fiscal year, operating revenues were $1.3 million as compared to $2.4 million in the prior year. All revenues are generated from student loan interest. The decrease in operating revenues is attributed to the decrease in student loan interest receivable based on their principal pay down.
Right.
Operating expenses decreased by $1 million as compared to last year. And this is primarily due to the pay down of our bond principal and also a decreased bond auction interest rate. For reference, last year in September, the winning rate was 3.45%, and this year it was 1.65%. So a pretty big decrease in auction interest.
Mm-hmm.
Total operating income is on par with last year at $600,000.
Okay.
That's really the main points for the P&L. And then I'd like to ask, turn page 9, which is the balance sheet. Year over year, the balance sheet has decreased from $189 million in total assets to $162 million. This reflects the payments received from students on their outstanding loans, as well as an increase and bad debt allowance. In turn, available funds were used to redeem 28.4 million bonds since September of last year, reflecting the change in trust liabilities from 166 million to 138 million. Net position restricted by the indenture totals 3.9 million, which is on par with last year at 4.6 million. And the unrestricted net position is 19 million. Total net position for CSLF is 23.7 million this year as compared to 22.3 million last year. I'd like to open it for any questions.
Any questions? Anything?
If not now, you can always reach me later on.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Kevin.
Yep.
Servicer review.
Yes, this is Jacob. Did you want to talk about the other quarterly report first that Andrea typically covers? Just
sure.
Working through the materials.
Sure.
So going to page 15 in the deck. We'll start off there in terms of the bond redemption activity. So during the quarter, $1.6 million of senior bonds from the 06A1 tranche were redeemed, while another $5.1 million of senior bonds from the 06A2 tranche were also redeemed. Therefore, total bond redemptions then for the quarter were $6.7 million. This is compared to $6.1 million from last quarter. And then activity for this quarter then resulted in total outstanding balance of $137.125 million. If you then move to the next page, on page 16, you'll see that for the quarter end loan portfolio characteristics, the weighted average coupon decreased quite a bit this time, decreased by 19 basis points from 6.38 to 6.19%. While the weighted average remaining term increased slightly from 158 to almost 160 months. In terms of loans that are in forbearance, the FFELP portfolio improved significantly as the percentage in this category decreased from 22.11% to 13.18%. Conversely, the private loan portfolio worsened as loans in forbearance increased from 7.85% to 9.39%. It's worth noting, however, that the improvement in FFELP forbearances was accompanied by an uptick in delinquencies, with the total delinquent percentage increasing from 7.19% to 11.44%. And then likewise, when you look at the private student loan portfolio, basically where loans and forbearance increased, the total delinquencies, however, decreased. So going from 7.08% to 4.62%. Mm-hmm. I think that concludes my remarks for the bond redemption activity, unless there's any questions or comments on that.
Are there any questions? All right. Thank you, Andrea.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
Okay. This is Jacob. I can jump into the servicer review now.
Yep.
So this is the annual servicer review of Ed Financial. It begins on page 19 of the board package. During the months of September and October, we performed our annual servicer review of Ed Financial for the period covering September 2019 through August 2020. This year's review was completed remotely, which is consistent with the last few years. The private loan servicing transfer to launch occurred after the review period, so therefore was not considered in this review. That is something where we'll develop a process next year. The review was conducted with the same methodologies as prior years, and there were no significant changes in Ed Financial's business performance or operations over that past year. During the review, I performed testing on certain types of loans that are listed on page 21 of the board package. That testing included looking at uninsured accounts, accounts that are in a cure status, rejected claims, and any private loans that have graduation dates beyond the next year, 2021. I also reviewed various Ed Financial documents and financials. I will say that since this document that we have here was approved and distributed last week, we did receive the new SOC 1 from Ed Financial that covers the period July 2019 through June 2020. So we reviewed that as well, and no material issues from that document, which is not covered here. All of the testing was the loan testing was satisfactory. Any exceptions have been noted in this document, and GS2, we received support that there were no significant issues. The servicing standards are listed on page 24 of the package, and you can see that there were no issues with performance against those standards, and in fact, many of these, and the performance was better than last year. So that concludes the recap of the servicer review. Are there any questions?
No, not for me. Anyone have any questions? Looks fine to me. Questions? Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you.
According to my list agenda, the next item is the meeting schedule for 2021. If you could,
we adopt it, Marty Budd, as okay. Presented and appearing in the Chesla materials.
Second. Okay, we have a motion and a second. Any comments, questions, discussion? All those in favor of adopting the 2021 meeting schedule as presented, please say aye.
Aye.
Is there anyone opposed? Are there any abstentions? Thank you. Motion carries. Any other business to be brought before the board? Any other items? Hearing none, is there a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
So moved, Marty Budd.
We've got a second. Thank you very much. All those in favor?
Aye.
Is there anyone opposed? Motion carries. Thank you all very, very much for your time.
Thank you, everyone.
Thanks, everyone.
Thank you.